From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says boost mango production to meet domestic and export needs. Minister Bintang Puspayoga says Indonesia's most valuable asset is its human resources. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo called to increase mango production in Gresik District, East Java, to meet the domestic and export requirements of this tropical fruit. He also noted that mango production at the domestic scale still lacks to meet the export demand. He highlighted the high demand from several countries in the Middle East, Europe, China, and Japan for mangoes from Indonesia. Hence, President Joko Widodo has instructed to expand mango production not only in Gresik District but also in other districts with marginal land conditions for planting mangoes. He also praised the sound planting management in the mango plant barns in Gresik District and also in the downstream, such as assistance and production checks for quality control of products for customers. Indonesia's most valuable asset is its human resources. This was affirmed by Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection, Bintang Puspayoga, in Yogyakarta. She believes that as no country can develop itself without quality human resources, positive activities for young adults such as marriage and pregnancy planning must be promoted. She also highlighted that generation planning ambassadors designated by the National Population and Family Planning Agency must collaborate with the Ministry's Children's Forum to promote the dangers of child marriage, free sex, and drug abuses. Minister Puspayoga, who was designated as the mother of national generation planning, expects that generation planning efforts and the Children's Forum can expedite effort to achieve a child-friendly Indonesia by 2030 and Golden Indonesia Vision by 2045. Implementation of the Third Health Working Group HWG in Bali has brought up several issues in an effort to build a more equal global health system. This was stated by Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin in Bali on Monday. The Third HWG is part of the G20's Sherpa track that is focused on global health architecture. The Third HWG meeting will be held in Bali Delhi on August 22nd until 24th, 2022 with discussions mainly centering on efforts to increase vaccine production and research networks and manufacturers. Minister Budi Gunadi also remarked that the pandemic prompted several countries to strengthen their pharmaceutical research and manufacturing capabilities in a sustainable manner. Millions of children in the Philippines returned to school as the academic year started on Monday, with many taking their seats in classrooms for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. The Philippines is one of the last countries in the world to resume full-time in-person lessons, sparking warnings that the prolonged closure of classrooms had worsened an education crisis in the country. Children in masks and uniforms lined up for a temperature check and squirt of hand sanitizer at Pedro Guevara Elementary School in Manila, which had shut classrooms since March 2020. The school has adopted a hybrid system of in-person and remote learning as it transitions its nearly 6,000 students back to face-to-face classes by November, a deadline set by President Ferdinand Marcos soon after he took office 2 months ago. Since March 2, Russia has delivered more than 58,000 tons of humanitarian cargoes to Ukraine and the Donbas republics. Head of the Russian National Defense Control Center, Colonel General Mikhail Mizintsev, who also leads Russia's Humanitarian Response Coordination Headquarters, said that since March 2, Russia has delivered more than 58,000 tons of humanitarian cargoes to Ukraine and the Donbas republics. Russia launched a special military operation in Ukraine on February 24th. In response to calls by the Donetsk and Lugansk People's Republics for protection from Ukrainian troops, the Russian Defense Ministry said the goal of the operation, which targets Ukrainian military infrastructure, is to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine and to completely liberate Donbas. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the operation aims to protect people subjected to genocide by the Kiev regime for 8 years. As of March 25, the Russian armed forces completed the main task of the first stage, significantly reducing the combat potential of Ukraine. Let's move to the international news. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday extended his sympathy to Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who was confirmed positive for COVID-19. Quoted by Xinhua in his message, he said this year marks the 50th anniversary of the normalization of China-Japan diplomatic relations. He also said he would like to work with Kishida to promote the building of China-Japan relations that meet the various needs of the new era. On the same day, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang also sent a message to Kishida expressing his sympathy. Iran said on Monday that talks with Saudi Arabia were a separate matter from talks to revive Tehran's 2015 nuclear pact, adding that cooperation between Tehran and Riyadh could help restoration of calm and security in the Middle East. Iran and Saudi Arabia, the leading Shiite and Sunni Muslim powers in the Middle East, severed ties in 2016, with both parties backing allies fighting proxy wars across the region from Yemen to Syria and elsewhere. Reuters reported that the fifth round of talks between the regional rivals aimed at restoring relations between the regional rivals was held in April. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates said on Sunday that its ambassador to Tehran would resume duties within days, 6 years after ties were downgraded in support of Saudi Arabia. Ambassador Saif Mohammed Al-Zabi will resume his duties at the United Arab Emirates Embassy in the Islamic Republic of Iran in the coming days to contribute to further advancing bilateral relations, the Emirati Foreign Ministry in a statement quoted by AFP. Well, listener, that's the newsline read by Ahmad Faisal. Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Farmers' Independence for Food Resilience. President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo, launched a mango-based food estate during his working visit to Gresik Regency, East Java on Monday. On the same occasion, President Joko Widodo also launched the Al Sintan Taxi Program, which is the Ministry of Agriculture's program to help provide agricultural tools and machinery independently by business actors in the agricultural sector through the facilitation of People's Business Credit, or KUR. The president hopes that the program can replace patterns and approaches that are considered less productive. Director General of Agricultural Infrastructure and Facilities at the Ministry of Agriculture, Ali Jamil, explained that the Al Sintan Taxi Program is an innovation from the Ministry of Agriculture to reduce the burden on the state budget and trained farmers' independence. Previously, President Joko Widodo had given directions to Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo regarding the independence of farmers in the context of developing national agriculture. Ali Jamil said that the use of Al Sintan can also be leased through a cooperative scheme or an Al Sintan Taxi business unit. Rentals can even be done hourly or even per day and can be used through planting, harvesting, and post-harvesting. This provides benefits for increasing farm productivity and efficiency and solving the problem of agricultural labor and farming time more efficiently. The availability of land for agriculture and the use of modern agricultural tools and machinery are the main factors in agricultural development. The current global situation shows that it is not industrialization, but food security that can make a country able to face any crisis. Food resilience can be achieved if agriculture advances. The government support through its programs is certainly needed by farmers to increase their productivity independently. Well, listener, that was the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'll begin today in history with an event on August 23, 1932, when the Stalingrad War started. The Battle of Stalingrad was a major World War II battle in which Nazi Germany and its allies fought the Soviet Union for control of Stalingrad city, now Volgograd, in southern Russia, on the eastern border of Europe, characterized by close combat and direct attacks on civilians by airstrike. The Battle of Stalingrad is often considered the largest and bloodiest one in the history of warfare. The heavy losses suffered by the German Wehrmacht made it, arguably, the most strategically decisive battle in the entire war. This was a turning point on the stage of World War II in Europe. Next event is in 1949, about the Round Table Conference. The Round Table Conference was a meeting held in The Hague, the Netherlands, from August 23rd to November 2nd, 1949, among representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, the Netherlands, and the BFO, representing various countries created by the Dutch in the Indonesian archipelago. Prior to this conference, there were three high-level meetings between the Netherlands and Indonesia, namely the Linggarjati Agreement in 1947, the Renville Agreement in 1948, and the Rongroyen Agreement in 1949. This conference ended with the willingness of the Netherlands to hand over sovereignty to the Republic of the United States of Indonesia. Last event is on August 23rd in 1978, the birth of Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bean Bryant was born in Philadelphia, the United States, on August 23rd, 1978. He is an American professional basketball player. Considered one of the greatest basketball players of all time, he scored the most goals in the NBA for two seasons, is fourth on the all-time regular season scorers list, and fourth on the all-time playoff scorer list. Bryant died on January 26, 2020 in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
For hindrance the übertragung skater des COVID-19 virus, durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kamu hanya diriku tak mampu.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Along with the commemoration of the 77th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia on August 17, 2022, the Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Nur Sultan, Kazakhstan, also commemorated the 55th anniversary of the founding of the Association of the Southeast Asian Nation, ASEAN. On that occasion, Indonesian Ambassador to Kazakhstan and Tajikistan, Muhammad Fazrul Rahman, explained the importance of collaboration of all countries in ASEAN to answer the various challenges that exist and increase achievements and growth in the region. Quoting the Antara News Agency report on Saturday, in his statement, Ambassador Fazrul Rahman said that ASEAN's important role in shaping peace and development in the region has turned Southeast Asia into one of the fastest-growing economic regions. Ambassador Fazrul Rahman also conveyed that the 55th anniversary of ASEAN proved that ASEAN is increasingly relevant to overcome common challenges in the form of a pandemic, global economic downturn, recession, and inflation. These challenges become relevant in strengthening ASEAN's centrality in the formation of regional order. He also stated that Indonesia is ready to hold the mandate of the ASEAN chair in 2023. According to Ambassador Fazrul, increasing the relevance of ASEAN to regional and world progress has become Indonesia's priority in Indonesia's chairmanship of ASEAN in 2023. The 55th anniversary of ASEAN at the Indonesian Embassy in Nur Sultan was attended by Ambassador of ASEAN member countries in Kazakhstan, including Thai Ambassador Kachawan Sakorsin, Vietnamese Ambassador Pham Thai Nu Mai, Charged Affairs at Interim Malaysia and Bartley Adam, as well as representative of the ASEAN Committee in the Nur Sultan Working Group and representative from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Kazakhstan.
Walau inti jiwa tak bersamanya. Ku yakin kita kan terbiasa.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hi listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, last August 16, the Indonesian President attended the annual session of the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly or MPR and the joint session of the Indonesian People's Representative Council or DPR and the Indonesian Regional Representative Council or DPD in 2022 at the Indonesian People's Consultative Assembly building. As in previous years, President Jokowi was seen wearing traditional regional clothing when giving a speech at the Nusantara Building 2022 at the Indonesian Representative Council building. On this occasion, President Jokowi chose the Paksian shirt from Bangka Belitung province. Paksian clothes worn by President Jokowi consist of a long calf-length robe, trousers, sash, and jewel woven cloth, typical of Bangka. For the head covering, President Jokowi wore a sungkon. On the clothes, there are decorative ornaments with bamboo shoots motifs. Actually, the original color of this traditional dress is red, but in line with the times, the color of the clothes adjusts to the taste of the wearer. During his speech, the president mentioned the reason for choosing the Paksian traditional clothing from Bangka Belitung, with the green bamboo shoots motif. According to President Jokowi, these motifs and colors symbolize harmony and hope. The motif is called shoots of bamboo, which symbolize harmony, and the green color contains the philosophy of coolness, hope, and growth. Bangka Belitung historian and humanist Ahmad Elfian stated, the name Paksian comes from the Chinese language, which means a forehead cover, or crown of the head, which is a worn complete with red brackets. Paksian clothes are typical clothes for Pangkal Pinang brides. Reporting from kemdikbud.co.id, this Paksian traditional dress is called the influence of China and Saudi Arabia. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is pekerjaan saya. Pekerjaan saya or my job. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to this topic entitled Saya Pemandu Wisata. Saya Pemandu Wisata, which means I am a tour guide. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, Dev's travel companion who works as a tour guide in Yogyakarta. Dev asked Ketut about his job, then Ketut tells Dev about his job. Let's listen to their conversation.
Boleh saya tahu apa pekerjaan Anda?
Saya pemandu wisata.
After we listen to the conversation, I will introduce some vocabulary related to today's conversation material, saya pemandu wisata. Saya pemandu wisata, which means I am a tour guide. I will say the words slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Pemandu wisata, pemandu wisata, which means tour guide. Saya pemandu wisata. Saya pemandu wisata, which means I am a tour guide. In the conversation, you heard the phrase saya pemandu wisata. Saya pemandu wisata, which means I am a tour guide. In that phrase, there is the word saya, saya, which means I, followed by an expression that describes the job, pemandu wisata, which means tour guide. To convey personal information about your job, you can use the word saya, saya, which means I, followed by the name of the job, for example, pemandu wisata, which means tour guide. So it becomes saya pemandu wisata. Other examples. To convey other personal information like about your condition, you can use the construction saya, saya, which means I, followed by an adjective that expresses the condition. For example, saya sehat, which means I am healthy. Or saya senang, which means I'm glad or I'm happy. For some job names, Indonesian often use the words tukang, followed by a word related to the job. For example, tukang beca, which means a pedicab driver, tukang kayu, which means carpenter, and tukang bakso, which means meatball seller. The word tukang literally means handyman, but in describing someone's job, it has nothing to do with being a handyman. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Boleh saya tahu apa pekerjaan Anda?
Saya pemandu wisata.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Pekerjaan saya or my job and a conversation entitled Saya Pemandu Wisata, which means I am a tour guide. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Sejak pertama kali cinta hadir hanya untuk dirimu, tak ada yang lain. Namun lihat yang kau lakukan. Sampai kau ulang kembali, jangan kau sakiti diri. hanya diriku yang rasakan. Biar hatiku yang hancur, sebab suatu saat nanti pasti kau sadari semua ini. Terluka, ku relakan dirimu bahagia. No, dan bila nanti dirimu telah pahami arti cinta, ingatlah diriku selalu ada menanti di ujung waktu. Oh, 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 oh yeah. Ku relakan dirimu bahagia ada bila nanti dirimu telah pahami arti cinta. Ingatlah diriku selalu ada menanti di ujung waktu, menanti di ujung waktu. Baiknya engkau mengerti.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW 3325 kilohertz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Tembilahan by Sharifah Zelfi Azahra. The song was composed by Dedi G. The lyrics of the song contains rhymes with rhymes AB. In accordance with the title of the song, Tembilahan describes Tembilahan, a sub-district in Indragiri Hilir District, Riau, Sumatra Island. In the lyrics, there is a longing for Tembilahan, the beloved hometown. Even though far away from the hometown, Tembilahan still becomes a destination to return to. And the Malay culture will always be in the heart. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Tembilahan by Sharifah Zelfi Azahra.
Kini hidup di rantauan, tembilahanku pasti.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.